When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We are packed on a football Friday. Feinstein joins us at 8. Andrew Filippino, or Filippone, my bad. Filippone joins us at 8:25. He's an afternoon host on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He was counting his chickens last night, Valdez.
Was he?
During the game.
He pulled a JP.
He wrote, the quote-unquote MVP is going to be 6-4 tomorrow morning with losses to the Raiders and Browns, plus the Bengals at home. I guess I have a different definition of most valuable.
Yeah, you should never do that.
What was the score? I guess the score was 21-7 at that
probably.
Time. Probably. Yeah,
that's always a bad bit.
Yeah. Trust me. I mean, by halftime, that's got to be a record.
Yeah, I mean.
Calling a game by halftime.
I've done that in the past.
If that's when he called it, unless he called it.
He was just getting ahead of his skis on the Steelers' position against the Ravens, because he goes, score holds and Steelers will be two games clear of the Ravens in the loss column.
Is he new to Twitter? Does he not know how it works? Like, people just keep those receipts forever. Like, what is he doing?
And then he was making fun of Deontay Johnson because on a route, he doesn't look like he knows where he's going.
How many routes
did he run?
I think he had one catch for like 6 yards.
So we'll have to talk to Andrew Filippone about some of his tweets last night.
I've officially gotten out of the, that looks like the Caps might win this one, or the let's go Caps.
Big win for the standings.
I need zeros across the board before there's any sort of proclamation.
You're logical. Valdez, I need kneel downs. Logical. That's what I need.
Yeah, need
when
those.
I see the quarterback kneeling, right, that's when I would say it.
Yes.
So we'll talk to him coming up at 8:25. Scott Abraham from ABC7 joins us at 9 to get some insight on the Commanders. Will Marshawn Lattimore play? We'll find out who's been practicing, who hasn't, as we get ready for Commanders Steelers. Today, you can join me and a Commanders legend, believe it's be Mitch, at the Verizon store in Rockville from 5 to 6:30, 1701 Rockville Pike. So come by and talk some football. You know those appearances, it's always nice when you have a silly with you.
Hey, you don't have to do it.
Somebody helps bring people.
Well, because people actually want to
brings people.
Correct. Yeah.
And then he talks to them.
Bingo.
Because they want to talk to him.
Yeah. It does make you feel a little bit like a loser because
didn't you have one with a British Premier League guy or something? What was it?
I did. I think it was a T-Mobile store appearance in D.C.
Mm-hmm. And don't muck it up. I'm at the Verizon store.
Like Real Madrid or something, right?
It was me. It was Shaq in the Pack from WPGC.
Yeah.
And it was Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich.
Who was coming over and doing like a U.S. tour and playing in like two or three cities.
Then they're literally like rock stars.
They are rock stars. They're not literally. They are rock stars. There were people lined up a full city block and snaking around the block in like 90 degree temps to come in, not to see Shaq in the Pack, not to see your pal Flakes. They were there to see Bayern Munich.
Right.
And they turned out strong.
Right.
It does make you just feel literally useless.
You're riding coattails.
Did you guys do a Bryce Harper one once, like at the car show?
Yes, well,
we hosted like an interview. That one I felt a little more part of it because we interviewed him like on stage, you know, for like an hour or whatever. Did Cal do that too? Or that was a different one?
Might have been something different. I remember doing it. We were there with Bryce.
Yeah, we were there with Bryce. Yeah.
We were there with LeBron.
And LeBron too, right?
Yeah, the LeBron one. I mean, LeBron, he doesn't care about you at all.
No, no. He cares about his inner circle.
He lets nobody in his world.
He's standoffish.
Yeah, I mean, we spent an hour with him backstage. He doesn't give a crap.
Which is fine.
Tiger more?
Probably Tiger would have been more personable.
Barely.
I'll be honest.
Tiger had no interest in anybody.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, but it'd be different probably if you spent an hour with him backstage, like, you know, within like a 5 foot circle.
Mm-hmm.
But
did they give you handshakes?
Yeah, but like a begrudging
one. Yeah, but very, very like no eye contact, like just very business like. Which is he doesn't know us. We weren't
expecting
anything
like that.
That's how
superstars
are.
They don't want to let anybody in unless it's a rare bird like a Barkley that will just engage anyone. You know what I mean?
EB and I had a Surfside event. Very different. We'll talk to anybody.
Yes, very down to earth.
And then you had a couple people in there. They literally, there's one like Hispanic guy. He was wearing a Jaden Daniels jersey. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was there with his buddy.
Yeah.
And when he saw us, like you could tell, he was literally starstruck. He was like,
I know what you're talking about.
He's like, I want you guys on TV every day.
Right.
He couldn't believe
he was in the presence of EB and
greatness.
JP.
He was in the presence of greatness. You could tell he's never really met anyone he's seen on TV before.
Right.
And I was trying to say, dude, calm down. It's fine.
I think he was just going, man, they look a lot older in person.
we fly in the face of the old saying of never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
If you want to meet these heroes, we'll talk to you.
Sports and Social has a book.
I saw that when you tweeted. You can come place a bet.
Who has a? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. At the bar. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Nah, it's a cool spot for sure. How was the food? I didn't have any of the food there.
It was good. I had the tacos, barbacoa tacos.
I had to have dinner at the Club Squirrel. Like, you can't leave yet. You have to have dinner with me.
You're like, dude, I have an appearance.
I know. I said, dude, he goes, we have time.
What time did you get off?
We were done like at 4:30. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to be there at 6.
And it starts getting dark at what? 4:55. So yeah, starting getting dark a little bit before 5.
I always feel very self-conscious about the people behind because I want them to be able to finish too. So I'm like running.
Did you manage a shower in between or no?
I was gonna. I had a whole thing, and you have to sit down and have dinner with me.
He was wearing his golf gear, 100%.
So that's a no.
He limped in wearing the golf gear.
That's every intention. Even,
that's what. First of all, golf. You're not sweating a lot. No, I mean, it's not that strenuous.
I sweat.
And you have deodorant. I mean, just slap on some deodorant.
I didn't
you're
even
good.
Do that. I just put a jacket on.
He got there about 6:25. Mm. I started to think maybe he did forget.
Yeah.
He was always saying, got to remind me. Maybe he forgot.
All right, Valdez, I know you have some audio of DQ. When I was driving in this morning, I was listening to Joe Witt. I was getting fired up about the addition of Lattimore.
Love Joe Witt.
I listened to Cliff Kingsbury.
I may have been wrong about Marshawn Lattimore faking his hamstring injury. Yeah. I'll take that. That's a medium loss.
But I know you
that's
have a couple clips of DQ. Do you want to give us an idea what they are? Or you just want
to
play them?
Sure. This is the messaging sent to the league and the fan base by acquiring Lattimore.
All right.
Say, I'll start with the fan base because it's what I would tell the team first. Is you know, our rule on the team is protect the team, and our theme of our program is competition. And we're going to absolutely, relentlessly compete at everything. And that's a chance to make our team better, make you better, make the group better, like Adam and his group or myself and the coaches. Like, we're going to dig in hard to do that. And so what does Marshawn mean? He's a competitor. And so we're adding a real dog-ass competitor into a group of guys that like to fight and like to battle. And so to me, that's an extension of competing, to say we're not going to miss a moment, you know, to add a competitor onto our team. And so that has nothing to do with the league. I'd rather, it's just about us, really. That's how I think of it.
So it's interesting. I saw that J.P. Finley also had, I think he put on his YouTube channel, a bunch of the video, like, of guys in the locker room all being interviewed. And, like, to a man, and I think Coach Witt mentioned this, there was no, like, sulking, no, like, St. Just wasn't, like, down, or, like, all the guys were fired up. And he's like, they're all going to play.
It's a team concept. He's got them to buy in.
Like, he's going
to
make us better, and we're going to figure it out. And whoever gives us the best chance, that's who's going to be out there. And they, like, nobody was down. Everybody was just fired up.
Mm-hmm. No, because they know they have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl this year. And this guy's going to make the team better.
Right. What else you got, Valdez? You got one or two others?
Yeah, Dan talking about like what stands out about Lattimore and why he's so excited.
The dog, everybody talks about the dog.
The ability to get down and go challenge. And when you do that against a player like a Julio Jones, there's some confidence that has to go into that because that's something that's not everybody's down for that. And so to see him go to challenge or a guy like an Evans that you've seen, you know, there's confidence that comes with that. And sometimes a metric may not tell a story. It just tells you the numbers, but there's not some throws that go to a certain side and some things that happen. And so we're just pumped to have him here. But the competitor is what sticks out to me first. And it takes a lot of confidence to go down the line of scrimmage and guard somebody.
Did you see the Amazon pregame show? One of their insiders said that the Ravens offered the Saints a third rounder. For Lattimore.
Just a third rounder?
Just a third rounder.
Okay.
So they were heavily involved.
So the Commanders sweetened the pot.
Yeah.
So you definitely could use Lattimore last night.
And who did you? You guys did add a corner, though, didn't you?
Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
So you like
Adam from the Rams.
No. He's washed. Like Tucker.
I mean, they gave up nothing for him. They gave up like a seventh round pick to acquire him.
Chris Rodriguez, I think, got $50,000 richer, right?
I don't know.
I heard it was 50 grand for his number.
I thought he said he gave it up for nothing.
He claimed he gave it for Zippy.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're getting bad intel from somebody.
He said the equipment guys came up to him and they just said, hey, you know, we're saying, and he's like, yeah, it's fine. He goes, yeah. He goes, it's not like I'm looking for money.
Maybe. I think it was when I was listening to JP with Logan Paulson, and I thought Logan Paulson slid in a $50,000 comment, but maybe said he could have gotten $50,000.
Yeah. I think he did it just, he's like, hey, man, he's a proven vet. Yeah, he's a four-time Pro Bowler.
I've only been here a couple years.
I've only been here 2 years. It's not really a problem. Number doesn't really mean anything to
me. Maybe he's keeping it on the down low.
Maybe he got some under the table and just not talking about it. Who knows?
I don't know. I think I'm betting JP misheard. That's going to be my bet. We mentioned
this happened a couple times before.
The injury issue. So this is from a day or so ago. Zach Ertz didn't practice. Marshawn Lattimore. I think this is from Wednesday, the info I'm giving you. Cornelius Lucas didn't practice. Austin Seibert cakes hip. Uh-oh, he's got an EB hip issue.
Oh, no, that's
watch
trouble.
Out. Limited, Dorrance Armstrong, Tyler Biadasz, Cleveland Farrell, Dante Fowler. We need him out there. He's got a groin he's nursing. Brian Robinson Jr. Was limited, so at least he got some work. That's good. Andrew Wiley's got a shoulder. So obviously a lot going on.
Everyone's banged up. I mean, it's week 11.
Yeah.
You know,
it's what happens. Let me see here.
Week 10, sorry.
You know, we've compared the scoring offense to the Commanders are third in the league in scoring, 29.2 points per game. The Steelers, they're right in the middle of the pack, 13th, nothing to be ashamed of, 23.4. What really stands out, though, is their defense, right? Where do I have that? Going down the defense. Scoring defense, they're second. Only giving up 14.9 points per game. But I did find if there's anything where you're looking for something maybe you can exploit. Now, it's hard to do when they got TJ Watt just chasing you down. But they're fourth in the league against the run, right? Only giving up 90 yards per game. That's our strength. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out, strength on strength. But they're actually only 20th in the league against the pass. So does that mean that Jaden could be in line cakes for a day?
Certainly.
Passing-wise.
Yeah, get Terry McLaurin in the mix. Noah Brown, his role has been growing over the last few weeks. He's seeing more targets.
Mm-hmm. You can neutralize a pass rusher with a good running game, chipping somebody. Look, Trey Hendrickson came into the game last night leading the league with 11 sacks. Zippy last night against Lamar and the Ravens.
Washington's fifth against the pass. So you've got significant gap there in the league standings, 5th to 20th.
Now, Joe Witt did say, Valdez, you might help me with this. He said there was he was proud of like the hitting and all that, but there was a breakdown on a tight end play. I can't remember against the Giants, But he said the same thing happened in the Ravens game. Did Andrew go? Andrews, do you remember? Did he go right up the middle on us? There was a
Theo Johnson play. Did it in the Giants. Theo Johnson caught a touchdown.
He said
in
the same
Giants
exact
game.
Call, or miscommunication or whatever read happened.
Andrews had a huge second half against the.
Do you remember the play in particular?
I don't know.
There was something he said went right up the middle or something. So he said that won't happen again because I took that play out of the defense.
Okay, good.
He said, obviously we can't do it. Mm. So he was definitely pissed about that. And I think it just had to do with maybe like seeing it and then the communication. I don't know. He said we screwed it up twice this year, gave up big plays, big points where we shouldn't have.
So get back to Lattimore. Out. So the odds are Lattimore will not go Sunday, but he will go next Thursday.
I don't know that. If you know that, I don't know that.
No, I'm just my guess is it doesn't
seem like he's trending in a direction of playing this week. He said when asked in front of his locker that it's a new injury. It just happened last week. And that a lot of these guys are just leaving it up to the trainers. He's like, it's up to the trainers, whatever they say. So
so maybe they just take this week off, give him a few extra days, and then obviously against Philly.
One
really
thing I did hear Quinn say is when he's ready to go, best believe we'll get him out there as soon as he can.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he's able to go, he's going to go. Obviously, they're not going to just sit there and just let that kind of talent rot on the sideline.
Who's he going to pick fights with in the NFC East? A.J. Brown, maybe CeeDee Lamb, maybe Malik Nabers. Because he liked to get in scraps with Mike Evans.
That'd be next season.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. A.J. Brown might be the guy. Because he's got to see him
all
twice.
Right. And just to remind people, so you make sure your calendars are all set. If you're not going to the game, it's a 1 p.m. game, obviously, here in Landover. It's a CBS game, 1 p.m. Cakes, what'd you say the weather is? Possibly some rain?
High of 58.
Ask the meteorologist. He knows.
Lurch. High of 58, possibly some rain, yeah.
All right, high of 58's not bad.
We've gone like 37 days without rain.
It's the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Not from my yard. I need some rain from my yard.
Oh, who cares? Paint it.
No.
Who cares?
No. You and I differ on that, bro.
Yeah. I'd be happy if I never saw another raindrop for the rest of my life.
Well, likewise. If that happened, then you would die. So
yeah, you understand the earth would not exist.
Yeah, we need rain at some point.
And every golf course would look like crap.
No, I would just figure out a way.
I don't care about
the ramifications of it. That's irrelevant to me.
You would be complaining.
I don't want to ever see a raindrop, a snowflake, none of that.
Snowflakes,
stuff.
I'm with you.
Don't rain, like we precipitation. I want it 70 degrees every day. I want it like San Diego. Let's go to San Diego.
Then you can move to San Diego.
Yeah. It's a free world.
Kelsey lives in L.A. I think she said the first time we visited her, she had lived there for, I don't know, 7 or 8 months, and it hadn't rained one time. And it was in that sweet spot of weather between 70 and 85.
Mediterranean climate.
Well, that's why they've got a wildfire that's killing people.
That is true.
You don't even know about, probably.
Well, they also need to get. They need
Do you
to
know about
clean up their forests.
Not really.
They can't just let them.
Seems like there are wildfires there all the time.
Exactly. And why is that?
Is it in West Hollywood?
It's not. It's around L.A. It's not in West Hollywood, but yeah. I'm sure it's probably making its way there.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on anything throughout the show. We got our weekend parlay coming up at 7:45. John Feinstein at 8, and from Pittsburgh on 93.7 The Fan, Andrew Filippone will join us. We'll get the Steelers' take as we talk about it on a Football Friday here on.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Fan. If you follow us on X at Junks Radio, I just tweeted out, looks like EB Junkies has a race car driver stand.
What is going on here?
And I've seen some of these pictures, and I'll be honest, I looked at them. I didn't fully understand it and grasp it until Drab came in here during the break. Now, EB was even more unaware because I had seen the pictures on our Twitter.
I mean, I don't see every tweet that comes my way.
Jason Bishop, look what is on the back of this race car driver's car, and it looks like a legit car.
Where's this race, Drab? Can you explain to people where this is? This is in Phoenix. This is in Phoenix?
Yeah, at Phoenix Raceway. This weekend is the last weekend of the NASCAR season. I believe it's the championship race. Don't ask me who the final four is. I have no idea.
Who would know that?
I'm not really following it.
Seriously?
But they, as you know, they have like the Cup Series.
Yeah.
And then they have the Truck Series.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they have numbers after that.
Right.
They
Frankie Muniz or whatever his name is. Munoz or whatever, that actor.
Muniz.
I think he's in the Truck Series.
He's a racer?
He's in the Truck Series now.
Is he really? He's a legit truck.
They say he's a racer. Driver.
What's this driver's name?
His name is Alex. He's a P1. He lives in Vienna. Mm-hmm. And he's a driver, and he rents a car or he rents a team for a weekend.
Okay.
And he does a few races.
I don't understand, but sure.
He must be loaded, and this is like a hobby.
So he's
because
just
there's
rich.
No chance that this is... he's making money.
Right.
Because he told me first place is
$15,000. He's burning money is what he's doing.
Well, yeah, but he's got the addiction.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, JP, tell him what's on the car.
On the car in the back. I mean, it's pretty visible.
I'm a little jealous.
It says he's got a picture of EB.
Right. Well, it's a picture.
With my Len Bias jersey in the background.
Yeah.
You're wearing your DC United.
It's my Twitter profile and my Instagram profile.
All right. And then he's got hashtag State King, and then he's got EB's Venmo, Eric-Bickle-3.
This is my new guy.
This is my new guy.
Go to at Junks Radio. You can see I retweeted it. I mean, it looks like a full sponsorship.
I didn't know you're so
right underneath there. There's General Tire.
Yeah. Is this the guy that has, you said he also has Jackie Martling's? Jack.
I mean, this looks racing. These cars look like they would be at Daytona. Yeah. Like, this looks like the real deal.
Well, it looks like it's one of the minor leagues.
Yeah, but these look like cars that would be in like Joe Gibbs' garage.
You want to know why these are legit cars? It's because you have to get in through the window.
Then you know it's legit.
That's how you
and
know
it has
it's
like
legit.
Like straps for a window instead of a real window.
Yes, like a net, like a netting.
Yeah.
What is going on here, Cakes?
I don't understand.
So everyone in Phoenix is going to be Venmoing me.
I mean, you have prominent placement on the, I don't know, like that would be a trunk of a normal car.
Yeah, I don't know what they have
I don't know
there.
What you call it on a NASCAR
probably just
type
air.
Car.
Probably nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Alex Earnhardt is on the line.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
All right, what's his deal? Is he just some rich guy? Is he just some rich guy?
Ask him. Man, it's just you got free Surfside yesterday. You yes. had a Jayden Daniels jersey.
I'm running hot.
I'm running,
you're
hot
running
right super
now.
Hot.
Shut 79 again. Yeah. What a day. All right, hold on.
Yo, AB, let's just say your karma is better than most people. You know, you got a good aura, let's just say.
Thank you, brother.
So are you a longtime
that.
Listener of the show? Can you give us a little background?
Oh, completely. Yeah, no, I started going to the gym at Claude Moore in 2016, and we had like 85 TVs, and I looked up and I saw Cakes with that his ski cap or whatever, and then I was like, and then we turned the volume on. I was like, oh, these guys are funny.
Yeah, these guys are geniuses,
right? Yeah.
And then I turned them on like all 8 TVs at Claude Moore, and then with the volume, I was in. It's been the same ever since. And when I don't get a hotel room unless it has that Comcast and I can wake up you guys in the morning.
Oh, Monumental now.
If they don't have Monumental, he doesn't book the room.
This is our guy right here.
Gotta love that.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. It makes the morning 1,000 times easier.
Now, hold
they don't
on.
Have a,
now, what
it's
is
5
your...
a.m. It's up.
Go ahead.
It's 5:30 a.m. in Phoenix, so if I sound tired... We just got in at midnight because we blew a brake line in practice halfway through, so... but with 6 minutes left, we got everything fixed, went back out, and did a 10-lap bonsai run. And, hey, man, everyone's asking us.
Sure. You didn't damage the sticker, though, right? The sticker's still solid,
everyone
right?
Can still clearly read my Venmo, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's asking, who's EB? They're so pumped. And, yeah, I want everyone to Venmo EB out here and get them money to get those teeth fixed. You know?
Thank you.
That's what he needs.
Thank you. You're the main.
It's a great bit.
Now, hold on. Alex, what is your background? Like, is this something you do as a hobby? Are you just like a rich guy? Or is this
how are you racing cars?
Out of pocket. I'm just doing you a favor. But, you know, once in a blue moon, I race. We raced California a few years ago. Raced Vegas Bullring a bunch of times. I raced the Chili Willy in Tucson.
What's your profession?
COVID? Yeah, what do you do for?
What's your main profession?
Oh, demolition. Everything's let through. Potomac Metals.
Oh, he's a demo guy.
Potomac Metals guy.
Potomac Metals guy.
We know this.
Those guys are loaded.
Oh, yeah. There's big money in demo
and
metal.
Trash.
Yeah.
Hey, it's, your tennis friend that lives out in Dickerson, those smokestacks.
Oh, we
demoed those smokestacks at the Dickerson Power Plant during the pandemic. Yeah, you want to talk about money.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. I think he's speaking to somebody different. I don't know.
No, I'm sure he is. So hold on. So
this guy's a P1.
Can you understand now why I don't ever know what he's talking about?
Yeah, it's a
he's hard to track.
Yeah, but it's okay. I love it. So hold on. So what? Do you do street racing and that kind of thing too? Like, what's your deal?
Not at all. Everything's on track through ARCA. It's the championship weekend in Phoenix. So the truck series practiced. Right before us, and then we went out, and then we did the autograph session, and then the trucks will practice this morning.
Are you the driver, or are you just an investor?
No, I'm the driver, team's out of Oakland. I'm just renting the car. It's one of those, you break it, you buy it, but it's the last race of the season, so it's going to be a pretty violent race, I think. One, it's going to be a revenge race, because it's the last race of the season. There's a lot of money at stake. Bush Series and Cup Series, that race is Saturday, Sunday. So all those owners are watching us, and they'll hand pick us for 2025.
So how do you get your crew? How do you have a crew? You just rent a crew?
The team I'm renting from, they race every weekend. It looks like a football team, and some of these guys did play football. So when the drivers fight, you know, it's driver versus driver, but when the crews also somehow get involved, I mean, it gets pretty violent, and we're expecting a whole lot of that this weekend.
Hey, what's your connection with Jackie Martling? We heard that is part of the mix, too.
I gave JoePlan.com the hood. Jackie Martling owns that.
He got the hood. That's a little bit better real
the
estate.
Maybe next time
he can get the trunk.
No, we'll put him to the back. We'll get you the front. We're doing Daytona in January.
Nice.
And definitely Rockingham, North Carolina on Easter.
Nice.
But the thing with Jackie is nobody knows in 1971 he graduated Michigan State U in Lansing with a mechanical engineering degree. So in exchange for the hood advertisements, he runs our racing engineering formulas. I mean, but his jokes are funny.
I'm confused.
Hold on.
Hey, maybe I'll invite you on the jetty.
Hold on. Jackie is in the racing world?
Yeah. So Jackie, no, he in 71 he graduated with an engineering degree. Never once in 50 years used it. Went on to get about 10 feet to Howard Stern's right side, you know, telling jokes for 50 years. This is the first time in 50 years he's actually utilized that degree.
Punch up your script.
Yeah, I think,
so he's punching up your engine?
He might be a little bit rusty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the bank angles, the speed, where to get on and off the gas and all that.
Really?
He's soaring. Yeah,
what are you going to offer?
The way his brain works.
It was Beatles of radio.
Incredible.
Dude, how fast will you go in this race? What will be your average speed? What will be your high speed?
It'll be about we'll peak at about 166 at the end of the straightaway.
You wanted to slow down so people can read.
It doesn't feel that fast unless you're going sideways or backwards. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I guess we're going pretty fast. Then a bang.
Right.
When's the race? The race tomorrow or Sunday?
Our race is 1:15 today on flowracing.com.
Is this the first sticker? Because I feel like I'd seen these pictures before, and EB's only been the State King for a couple weeks.
This is brand new.
Okay.
No, State King. I watched the whole thing. He was so excited about beating everyone's butt cooking the steak.
Can we watch this online, the race?
Yeah. www.flowracing.com. I think $39 gets you every single race for the whole year because we're doing more races.
Oh, someone has to Venmo
on
$39.
Yeah, can you Venmo me $40 so I can buy it?
Not a problem. I think last place, even if you half-assed it, they'll write you a check for $900. But we're going for the win. There's some things we're doing underneath the car, and
well, we don't understand.
Some shady? Are you doing some shady things?
Yeah, tightening a couple lug nuts.
Some things.
What is it? You got nitrous going in that thing or something?
Yeah. We're not talking Canadian jet fuel or anything like that. But you know, I think we're doing okay under there. We almost won Roseville, California, a month ago, and we're going against Joe Gibbs cars. So.
Damn. Good luck. That guy wins everything.
Hold on. What is going on? What's going on in the world?
Hey, is there any way we can get Eric out to one of these things to do the gentleman start your engines?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they love... Okay, we'll go to Dover right around April, and we'll get you guys pit passes and come on out. It's a trip.
It's loud.
It's very loud. We're earplugs.
Might hurt my ears. Is Joe Gibbs going to be watching?
There's not going to be much conversating, but a whole lot of watch. It's very loud.
Right. Will Joe Gibbs be watching? Like, how's that work?
Oh, yeah. Joe Gibbs, Michael Jordan, he owns the 23 car with Denny Hamlin.
I'm competing against Jordan.
Yeah. Pretty good.
You're at the big leagues, brother.
Aaron Bickle.
Everybody's here.
Dude, this might be the honor of a lifetime. This might be better than being the State King.
But, hey, I want to clarify. I really like you. You're really funny. The funny thing you said was you claimed you've never seen the moon, but you've heard about it.
I was kidding, you understand.
Oh.
Yeah.
He doesn't look up very often.
Yeah. Hey, do you know how funny it's going to be when you get a notification on your phone from Venmo and Michael Jordan sent you $20?
So great. It's so great. All right, but hold on. No, it's for real. The only way to watch it, though, we got to pay $40.
Flowracing.com.
For some reason, there's like two stupid races that are like a pay-per-view, and this is one of them. But we come back to Phoenix in March, and everything else is Fox Sports 1, NBC Sports, and Fox Sports 2. Everything else is the main channel. I don't know why they buried this one.
How do you sharpen your skills if you're in the demolition business? Like, how do you actually practice driving and stuff?
That's a great question. It's pretty well. I mean, they have racing simulators and stuff like that. But
Sims.
That's like how you
practice. Like Jane Daniels.
I'm gonna go to Dave and Buster's and hop in Lego.
Yeah, Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Yeah.
Pole position.
Yeah.
How many bananas can you drop on the track?
You good at Mario Kart?
Yeah. How many red turtle shells am I throwing out the window
to knock my competitors
off the track?
Yeah.
Go out past Winchester, go to 48 West after midnight. It's like a 4-lane highway from West Winchester to, I think, Elkins. It's basically the Autobahn.
No, I'm not doing that.
Didn't I say, those are my first question, do you street race?
No forbidden street
racing. No, I don't think he's racing. I don't think he's racing. I just think he's driving fast on that street.
Hey, Alex.
Go get a rental car.
Keep us updated, okay? Call in after the race.
Thank you,
tell
Alex.
Us how you did. Best of luck.
Right, I just
go
got
fast,
three
turn
things
left,
to
don't
say.
Don't hit any walls.
Right. Be safe, buddy. Thank
all
you.
Right, bye.
All right, yep. Pal.
God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine.
So that's going to be you, Bickle.
This engine looks good.
Nobody can top that. I would never do that.
Hey, you're on the back of a race car, EB.
I love it.
Hey, our nation's heroes need support. If you have an old car, extra vehicle you no longer need, donating into the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating cars easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the Purple Heart Foundation. Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Reminder, I'll be out at the Verizon store on Rockville Pike, 1701 Rockville Pike, today, 5 o'clock till 6:30. Mm-hmm. Bleepy Mitch is going to be there. Stop by, say hello, talk some football. Right there on Rockville Pike.
Very good. Go say
time
hi.
Now for our touchdown parlay. Mm. We've been cold the last couple weeks, but we've hit it twice. I got a guy over at Potbelly, my guy John, mm-hmm. who brings up the parlay. I go over there about once a week.
Yep.
Every time he's like, I rolled with your parlay.
Yeah.
And what I told him, I was like, well, if you hit two times, he's not splitting it six ways.
Yeah.
It's or plus, seven ways.
It's plus money.
He's up for the year, basically.
Gotta be. Yeah, he's good. He's good to go.
But he's still... wants to hit more.
Well, right. It's because people are greedy, JP. They just want more. More.
Mike Moore is hot. Those boys behind the glass, I think they've hit, is it five in a row? Four or five in a row.
Yes. All by right. the way, their so smokestack we'll you... sandwich
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
I'll give it a try.
It's
at
a
some
new
point.
Menu item there.
Sounds good.
All right, so let's start with those boys.
All right, fellas, I'm on the heater of a lifetime. One day I'll be telling my grandkids about this one.
This is how lucky they were last week. They took Waddle because he was plus 210 or whatever it was.
Yeah. Might have been higher than that.
Might have been higher than that.
Plus 220.
Yeah.
I think he had one catch.
One catch, one touchdown.
One catch. I think he had.
That's the kind of run
I think he had
on.
Negative 4 yards receiving
right.
and somehow scored a touchdown to hit on the parlay.
All right, boys. But next up, we got Deebo Samuel anytime plus 135. This is the highest over under in the NFL this week at 50.5 points. Buccaneers are allowing 385 offensive yards per game this season. That's third worst in the league. Everyone is focusing on Christian McCaffrey's return, so this is a perfect spot for Deebo Samuel to get in the end zone. He only has two touchdowns this season,
yeah.
But he hasn't scored in a month. So, you know, he's due. Let's keep the hot hand hot.
He's due, and the Bucs. Everybody gets there against the Bucs defense. So I like that play.
Yeah, I looked at McCaffrey.
I'm kind of feeling it.
McCaffrey's almost 3-1 or 1-3 to score. So, I said,
so what is Deebo? Plus 115?
Plus 135.
Plus 135. Nice.
All right, I'll go next. Bad luck last week. I had Olave, and he caught a ball in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then there was an interception, and he was going down to tackle the guy, and he got a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
So he was out. From the first quarter on, so like, no
and
shot.
That's his second concussion this season.
Yeah,
so that's
I think
bad.
They're gonna be out again. All right, the Ravens are the worst pass defense in the league. Who are the second worst?
Second worst behind the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucs have got to be in the mix, but it clearly can't be them.
The Jacksonville Jags.
Ah,
they just suck.
Yeah, they're not very good.
They allow so many points, so many yards through the air, and they're facing one of the best receivers in the league this mm-hmm. week. That would be Justin Jefferson. And it's about even money, I think.
Minus 105.
Yes. Trevor Lawrence probably not going to play. Minnesota obviously got to keep pace with Detroit, got to score some points. I think that they will. So I'll take Justin Jefferson, even money to score in Jacksonville.
All right. He's in. He's in the parlay, officially. All right. Spin the wheel. Who's up next?
All right, Mr. Bickle.
All right, you know me. I'm going to take one of my guys, and this guy has had Cakes 6 touchdowns in his last 7 games. He had 2 last week. He had 2 catches, 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. He's definitely on pace for the best year of his career when he's finally got a real quarterback. I'm going to take Terry McLaurin, score a touchdown. I don't know what the number
is. Plus 113.
That's not bad.
It's good.
I'll take it. Now, the problem is he's only had back-to-back touchdowns, like, you know, consecutive weeks once. But if there's anything that Pittsburgh's vulnerable with, it is apparently their pass defense. So hopefully Terry can catch one. I'll take Terry McLaurin.
Right, Mike is in. You got
yep.
it.
Yep.
All right, so we got three down. Let's go to Mr. John Paul Flame.
All right, I've been on a cold streak personally the last couple of weeks. I'm going to go back to a formula which was working for me early in the season. That was picking a top receiver against the Commanders' pass defense. Now, if Marshawn Lattimore is playing, I probably wouldn't make this play. But I think George Pickens finds the end zone. If you look at the last couple of weeks with Russell Wilson against the Jets, he had 111 yards receiving and a touchdown. Last week, just four catches for 74 yards. Didn't have a touchdown, but I think against this secondary, which probably won't have Marshawn Lattimore in there, he'll catch one of Russell Wilson's moon balls for a TD.
All right, he's a plus 170, so a kind of a tasty number there for one George Pickens playing at Northwest Stadium this weekend.
All right, so you're in. And that leaves Mr. Cakes.
The guy I'm picking, he is going to score the first touchdown of the parlay. You know why?
Because he plays in Munich.
He's going to be playing in Germany, and I'm picking Chuba Hubbard. Valdez looks like he wants to regurgitate for my pick, but let me explain. The Giants, they like to give up touchdowns for running backs. One, Hubbard just got signed to a brand new 4-year $33 million deal. He's freshly minted. He is the centerpiece of the rushing
attack. Scored twice last week.
For the Carolina Panthers. Are they a bad team? Yes. But even bad teams score touchdowns, and Chuba Hubbard will score one this weekend. He will lead off the touchdown parlay, and I get him in a slightly plus number at plus 105.
Valdez doesn't like it because it's the early game.
He doesn't like that. I understand.
Yeah, I was hoping I didn't have to watch that monstrosity.
Well, now you do. All right, here it is. We have Pickens and McLaurin in the same game. We have Chuba Hubbard at plus 105 to score against the Giants. Justin Jefferson to score against the woeful Jags defense at minus 105. And Debo at plus 130. A $10 wager pre-boost pays us $494.99. There you have it.
$494.99 pre-boost. Not bad. Let's get back on the winning track. Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein here on a Football Friday on The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.